It's Wednesday, September 22nd. I'm Steph Gunn filling in for Todd Maffin. Today, has TikTok finally peaked? Google's new reputation management tool lets you remove search results. Why Instagram kept crashing today? And Florida escalates the fight for free speech on social platforms. Here's what you missed today in digital marketing. Has social media's current golden child reached the end of its golden years? There's an excellent think piece up today on The Verge on the cycle of social media platforms and how they turn boring, even TikTok. The author, Russell Branham, suggests this is because its on-platform culture is being infiltrated with viral hogwash that's already blown up elsewhere. You've probably run into these accounts before. They're aggregators of usually funny videos, sometimes even just scraped from YouTube, progress bar and all. While the content isn't necessarily bad, it's an ominous sign for the platform. He notes that as the platform gets bigger, it gets more generic, as there's less to distinguish it from every other mass market social network. Quoting Branham, "This dynamic is larger than just TikTok. After following half a dozen platforms through this shift, I've come to see it as a test for platform health in general. I call it the bootleg ratio, the delicate balance between A, content created by users specifically for the platform, and B, semi-anonymous clout-chasing accounts drafting off the audience. Any platform will have both, but as B starts to overtake A, users will have less and less reason to visit, and creators will have less and less reason to post. In short, it's a sign that the interesting stuff about the platform is starting to die out." Unquote. A great example of bootleg ratio is Instagram. Branham notes that while Instagram's culture had its ups and downs, now it's hard to find anything that resembles a unique Instagram aesthetic. Instead, it's filled with more generic content, such as reposted tweets, inspirational quotes from Pinterest, and clips from The Office turned into reels. As a result, the bootleg ratio has tipped in favor of reposting, and Instagram-specific content is being pushed out. This represents a change in how users relate to the platform. Instead of a space for creation, it's become a space for distribution. But what does all of this mean for your brand? Quoting Branham again, "This is good for business in many ways. Ultimately, a social media company lives or dies by advertising, and advertisers are generally paying for the network effects. They're sharing content from outside the platform, ads we call them, and hoping the network boost helps them reach a new audience. Most of the business metrics, monthly active users, ad impressions, are actively encouraging the viral hog effect, which is one of the reasons we see this shift so reliably. It's good for business. But for a user with no stake in the business, the impression is a rising tide of scamminess, leeching away all the interesting things about the platform." Google is cracking down on doxing and making it easier to manage your online reputation with the rollout of its new Results About You tool. Some users are now seeing the new Results About You menu item in the Google app as of yesterday. More significantly, the tool lets you remove personally identifying information about yourself in search, such as phone number, home address, or email. With the tool, you can make a request directly from the search page. If you see a result with your info, you can tap the three-dotted button to access the About This Result panel, which includes a Remove Result button. You can then request its removal. You can also access a Results About You screen by tapping your profile picture in the app, which lets you track information removal requests and see their status. According to 9to5 Google, this page also lets you make a new request with a "Why would you like to remove this result?" step. Options include, it shows my personal contact info, it shows my contact info with intent to harm me, it shows other personal info, it contains illegal info, or it's outdated. Google points out in its support document that this process only de-indexes those web pages from its search results. Someone can still access that information directly from the site. It's not clear whether brands and businesses are able to use the tool to get content removed from Google's index. Bad news if you market a mobile app that sells things. E-commerce app installs are taking a hit. The number of non-organic installs is declining, according to a new report, as e-commerce is no longer a dominant force coming out of the pandemic. Installs of Android-based e-commerce apps dropped 5% in the first half of the year, while iOS installs dropped 4% globally over the same period. Marketing Dive points out that the rising prices have put a strain on marketing budgets in recent months, which is contributing to the decline as campaigns promoting app downloads are stagnating. The study found that spending on user acquisition dropped 50% year over year. As a result, apps are using different tactics to maintain their user bases, such as remarketing and use of owned media, which jumped 360% year over year. As Q4 nears, the study suggests marketers push notable events to drive installs, like Black Friday, Singles Day, and the World Cup. Data has been provided by AppsFlyer's e-commerce app marketing report.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
It's not you, it's Instagram. The company says it's recovering from some issues that affected users trying to open the app from their devices. Multiple users reported the app was crashing, making it difficult to see posts. According to Down Detector, the outage lasted for about an hour, from 12:30 p.m. and 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time. During the outage, other Meta applications didn't appear to be affected, including WhatsApp, Facebook, and Messenger. So if you're seeing a decrease in engagement or views on your brand's content you posted this morning, that may be why. If you were recently logged out of your brand's Twitter account, here's why. Yesterday, Twitter said it recently fixed a bug that let accounts stay logged in from multiple devices after a password reset, meaning that if you proactively changed your password on one device but still had an open session on another device, that session may not have been closed. This, of course, could have serious implications for those who manage brand accounts, as those accounts are often accessed from different devices. Twitter noted web sessions were not impacted, explaining that this bug was introduced after it made a change last year to the password reset system. The company has now notified the affected users and proactively logged them out of all their open sessions across devices to address the issue. They did not say how many accounts were impacted. Which brings us to the lightning round. Several UK media companies pulled advertising from TV, radio, and billboards following the Queen's death and during her funeral this past Monday. According to analysts, the ad blackouts could have cost media companies more than $100 million in lost revenue. Yesterday, Florida appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court to rule on whether states have the right to regulate how social media companies moderate content on their platforms. The proposed social media laws would bar platforms like Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube from blocking or limiting certain types of political speech. Trump may be allowed to use Facebook again. A Meta executive says the former president's ban could be lifted as soon as January. In making its decision, Meta says it will consult with experts and assess whether there is a risk of real-world harm. Speaking of real-world harm, the American Food and Drug Regulator recently issued a warning to consumers that cooking chicken in NyQuil is, and I know this might come as a shock, dangerous to your health. The warning refers to a viral video posted at least a year ago in which a TikToker fries two chicken breasts in the cold and flu medicine. The video has since been removed. Now what will I make for dinner? I've recently become obsessed with the Betty White estate auction that's happening right now. You can check it out online on julianslive.com. You might not want to, though. I'm giving you fair warning because there's a lot of stuff on there that I really want. There's hundreds of items from her engagement rings to scripts. There's even her director's chair from the set of The Golden Girls, and I am a huge Golden Girls fan. The bids for those items are already at like $17,000, though, right now. But there's hundreds of items on there that are still in my budget, which I don't think is necessarily a good thing. Right now, I have my eye on a vintage mirror that she had in her house. There's a photo of her actually looking in it. There's also some really cool art, which features, you know, mostly portraits of dogs that I'm into. There's also a ventriloquist dummy and a nun doll. The current bid for the nun doll is $600, which seems fair. Although, you know, they can't guarantee that it's not haunted. Thanks for listening, and I'll be back to talk to you tomorrow.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.